Johanna say it. This is for Alan. Thank you for fighting for the Barzamyan show. It's vitally important. You and I know perfectly well that the reaction to socialists and so forth in this country is so unfortunate and so bad, going to Pinko and all kinds of other invective just fits into the same unfortunate framework, which is going to cost the country dearly.
Mary Lawyer from Ashfield, Massachusetts. Dear David Nightingale, thank you so much for your commentary. It makes me expand with joy because so few of the comments on my radio have much that touch where I live from day to day, but yours just brings it right up, and I say, ah, somebody else who has these same kinds of feelings over the winter time. Thank you, and do please report in as often as you can.
Hello, my name is Nan, and I'm calling from Greenfield. I was just listening to the roundtable, and a couple of the men were disagreeing or arguing, which is fine. Now, my question is it catfighting when these men are arguing or disagreeing? No, of course not. It's only last week or a week before when Rosalie and the other lady was there. It's called catfighting. FYI.
Hi, this is Tim. I'm calling from Truro, New York. I was listening to the Comcast to Time Warner merger, and I also wanted to bring up the point that you're talking about a merger between two of the biggest companies with the lowest customer service rating of all time.
Richard Loomis from Belchertown, Mass. And my comment is about the morning talk with the panel, and you're talking about the lack of gold medals in the Olympics coming to the United States. I would like to bring a perspective that nobody mentioned, and that is that, you know, it's a large world out there, and the United States is a small percentage of it, and to think that we deserve a majority of the medals is kind of a very elitist type of thing, and, you know, we have a world economy now. As more and more people get equal and rich to the resources we have and hire our coaches, et cetera, they will be getting better.